The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome aboard to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you may be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, and resources we have used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information, ideas, and the most comprehensive information that is really going to help you when you're just ready to pull your hair out. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us directly at 646-716-8747. That is our call-in line. If you're a little shy, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. So what is Video Broadcast Services? It is a unique and effective methodology that we successfully use to compete with your online marketing. We include SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and much, much more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a massive and permanent online presence within the major search engines, and the services are very, very effective. We also include a state-of-the-art website if you need it, complete with weekly, monthly, daily updates to ensure your content, your website, your social media remains fresh, relevant, and up-to-date for your intended audience. You can reach us at 888-996-9697. We can offer up a complete and comprehensive analysis of what you're doing and show you how to not spend more money, how to spend it differently. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here and glad to be part of this show. You know, just another day of us freely and openly offering advice, tips, and tricks that we've come across and we've encountered. You know, challenges that we've overcome and different things that, that have played out in our business in hopes that, you know, someone listening can take a small nugget of what we have to offer and implement it into their business and really take their business to the next level.
Right. And, you know, we our whole goal is to kind of just, you know, say, look, if we have really found something that has really propelled our business, helped our business, helped us through a challenge within our business, we want to share that with you. If we know of a website or a service or something that we think that is going to be able to, you know, benefit our listeners, if you will, we want to share that information as well. And also, if there's things that we've done that were unequivocal disasters, we want to share that with you as well in hopes that you avoid it. And we offer up a comprehensive look each day at just different things from email marketing, website tips, how to drive traffic, building a new website, the importance of social media, how to organize your day. We really have a plethora of information that we enjoy sharing with our listeners every day. And today's show is really how to develop a four-point strategy for your business. And I want to start right off, Kyle, that you know, a lot of people spend a lot of money on trying to you know, write up a business plan, if you will. And I, in my opinion, it should be something that you keep open all the time, because your business is subject to change. And you know, it is the best laid plans of a business plan are usually thrown out the window in the first 30 days. And a lot of people, I think, can get into trouble when they try to stick to a business plan that is not working. And you really need to be able to shift gears sometimes. And that's why I think the simplest of business plans is probably the best one. And the way we kind of put it out there is, you know, you really have got to have an initial offer for your clients or customers. And that's the first point. And that's really to get them to kind of sample your services. Can you give an example, Kyle, of how a business can offer up a sample of their services without, you know, breaking the bank?
You know, what they can do is they can find out what portion of their service that they can offer is a, you know, kind of like an introductory offer. And we've talked in past shows about upselling and, you know, and having that introductory offer to get somebody into the door and to get them to try out your service. So it really comes down to what your, you know, what your business is, what kind of products and services you're offering, and maybe it's you know, if you have an upsell product within your service, maybe you offer the you know, the initial service and then say, hey, for the first time that you're working with us, we'll also do this for whatever that might be. And that could be something that you look at in terms of offering that you know, the upsell on your service, while at the same time over delivering. And we've talked extensively about that in past shows, about over delivering to your clients and making sure that you're keeping your clients happy and that they're always satisfied.
Right. I think in you know, Whole Foods does this masterfully. You go into a Whole Foods and they do a lot of sampling. Yesterday I was in there last night and they were giving up samples of a pasta sauce that you could, you know, toss with some warm pasta. And, you know, they do it so great because they not only have it there with, you know, and kind of plant the idea of you're going to be able to boil some pasta and toss it and you now have a side dish or starch for your meal, but they also, you're also able to use it as an appetizer and put it on bruschetta. And, of course, they have the bruschetta for sale right there. So, boom, they initial offer you a tasting of the pasta sauce. But then you can turn around and you can buy the cheese that goes with it. You can buy the bruschetta toast points that go with it. And, boom, they have just completed that package. And they do that a lot. You'll notice when you go into places now, they're very big on samples. And that's really a great way to view your business. What type of sample are you able to offer up for your business that's going to allow someone to kind of test drive your services to see? It's much like when you go into a dealership, they let you test drive the car. And sometimes they let you take the car home for the night. They want you to fall in love with that car, so you'll buy the car. So that's a real easy way to, you know, to introduce your services. Now, once you get you get somebody to sample your services, you want to be able to stay in contact with them. And our last program, we were talking about email marketing. And Kyle, what's a great strategy? Or what is the best way for a business to harvest an email list or a database of potential customers?
Well, yeah, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show. In order to harvest that, offering some type of introductory service, some information, you know, something that you can offer that's free of service for the person giving you their email address, so that there's kind of an exchange. For your email address, I'm going to give you something in return. So there's an exchange taking place, and that exchange taking place opens the door for future exchanges. There's a psychological effect where it opens that door for future exchanges with those potential clients. And so giving something as an initial offering is the best way to build your email list.
Right. What kind of services can people use, I guess, is what I was getting more specific about. What are the services people could use to organize their database?
Oh, it would all come down to, you know, what kind of business they're offering. For instance, you know, if you're a restaurant, You know, it's important that you have your own email database, and people might think, oh, I'm a restaurant. Why would I need that? But that's key, because then you're able to keep in contact with your database and email them out your weekly and daily specials. And so, for instance, you know, if you give us your email address, we'll give you, you know, we'll send you a coupon for 50% off your next meal or for a free appetizer or something like that. So it really comes down to what your business is, what your industry is, what your niche is. If you're a retail store, you can offer, you know, a 20% discount coupon for their email address. So there's, you know, the options are endless, and really it comes down to what kind of, what the industry your business is in.
Right. A lot of restaurants will have you drop a business card to win a free lunch, and then, you know, that's your opt-in, you know, so to speak. If you're an online business, you can use companies like Constant Contact, MailChimp, AWeber to organize your database as well. But, yeah, it is important to develop that. You're right. You own a restaurant. You want to be able to, you know, harvest their email, offer them maybe a free dessert if they come in, and you want to be able to email them the coupon for that. You'll see online, which I don't necessarily agree with this, but there are some websites you can't even shop on unless you give them your email address. You cannot even browse through their inventory until you give them your email address. And I get that, but I think it's a little intrusive. I don't know if I support that, but I understand it. Okay, so now we've got we've given them a sample. We've got their email. Now what? Now what do we do?
Well, once you have their email, I mean, obviously harvesting that relationship is key. You don't want to spam them. You don't want to send too many emails, but obviously keeping in contact with them is very key, especially at the onset. You know, continue to reach out to them and offer them products and services, and giving them the value of what your products and services are. Again, if you're a restaurant, giving them the value of your dishes, even letting them know if you have a, you know, if you hire a new cook, using that as a, you know, as something to keep in contact with them, offering new dishes. You might even run a, you know, run some type of a competition to help develop a new dish for your restaurant. And so there's a lot of different things that you can do to kind of engage your clients, engage your customers, and get them obviously to come into your doors and purchase your products and services.
Right. The next step in the whole sales cycle, though, is going to be the upsell of your product. So, for example, if you own a restaurant and you've offered a lot of restaurants that are in communities where there's outdoor seating and stuff, they'll actually send a server out with a tray of samples of their food to try to lure customers in, which I think is a great idea. But what you really want to do, that's really where you get them in and you want to upsell them. So, for example, if you wanted to let's say you were, let's just use Whole Foods since we're on Whole Foods. So they give, you know, they give the sample of the pasta sauce, and then they give the accoutrements, they stage the accoutrements all around that particular pasta sauce. So, you know, you're thinking to yourself, the last thing you want to be doing is going through the store trying to find the bruschetta toast points to put the pasta sauce on, or the cheese to go with it, or whatever. So they'll put all that stuff together. If you go into the cheese section, they might give you samples of cheese, but then they give you all the different jellies and crackers and everything that are going to go with that. And then they give you the idea where they could actually upsell you to a complete gift basket. So what you're really trying to do is you're trying to grow your sales in baby steps, if you will. So your strategy is really about, you know, introducing your product or service into your intended audience, and then you'll have the initial offering of what you're giving them in exchange for their email, and then you have the ability to then upsell them. So now that you've got their email and you have another product or service that you want to upsell them on, and then you would obviously send them an email out with your upsell offer. And then, of course, you have your retention piece, where you actually want to retain that customer. Now, obviously, like Kyle had mentioned earlier, it's definitely a great idea to keep in contact with them. But, you know, you don't want to spam them every day, or not spam them. You don't want to email them so much that they end up, you know, classifying your email as junk, and then you're not, you know, in front of that customer. So what is an appropriate amount of emails per month? I think that really, and Kyle, you might agree or disagree with me, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me because we agree on most everything, usually has to do with the nature of your business. If you are a retail store and you're running a sale, you know, every other week or something, or every day or something, it may be applicable to let your customer base know that you're offering 25 to 50% off bathing suits at the end of the season or whatever. If you're a car dealership, if you have service specials, or the new line of cars are coming in, or you're offering up a 5-point safety check for your car. You know, if there's intrinsic value within the email, I highly recommend that they go more frequent. But if it's just a matter of kind of saying, hey, I'm here, don't forget about me, kind of business, because there are some sales cycles that don't warrant you to email them every week or every day, and maybe it's maybe quarterly or maybe twice a month or something, that's totally fine too. Kyle, anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, you really, really like what you said, keeping in contact with them, giving offerings of value, you know, making sure that you're not spamming them, and really, I mean, the ultimate goal is to build a relationship. You want to build a relationship because we do business with people that we know, like, and trust. It's a lot like, you know, a new client of ours, Marsha, where you had to go out to the office and take a plane flight out to the office and meet with our new client, because he wanted to do business with someone who he had met and knew, and that's the culture that we live in. You want to do business with people we know, like, and trust, and so the ultimate goal of the email list is to build that relationship.
Exactly. And really, it's about, you know, the whole four-point strategy is really your introduction, your exchange of information, you know, your ability to enlighten them on the remainder and the upsell of all your products, and then, of course, it's the retention of that customer. It's really quite simple, and you really kind of have to, you know, stick to that methodology, and it's tried and true, and many, many corporations have used this without divulging any names, many, many companies use this strategy, and we think it is a great one. So map out, what can I initially offer? What can I do to exchange that email information? And what can I upsell them on? And what is going to be my business practice to retain that customer? It really can be that quite simple. You can write it on the back of an envelope. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or if you have information, a product, or anything that you think would benefit our listeners, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great week.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.